When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Guys, today I am going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is how to stop overthinking. I am guilty of this, and sometimes I think so much in my head that I feel I'm just not living the moment. And if you guys have read my book, How to Live Your Best Life, I've given plenty of examples on situations where my life seems super perfect from the outside, but I was living a different situation in my head. So what I wanted to do today is share with you my tips on how to stop overthinking. And this is a big one. So in general, if you have a habit of overthinking, you are definitely preventing yourself from living your best life. Overthinking almost always takes you in a negative spin, and an overactive mind can make you anxious, stressed, and unhappy. And changing the patterns and stop overthinking is a challenge, but with practice, you can train your brain to perceive things and reduce the stress of overthinking. Learning how to improve the way you approach life challenges is just one of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself. So what I'm going to do today is I am going to give you my top 10 tips to help you stop overthinking. So step number one is identify the problem. Become aware when you start overthinking and identify the subject. Sometimes we don't even realize what we're doing. So the first step is simply to identify what it is that we overthink about. Step number two, write it down. Write your thoughts down in a journal every night or first thing in the morning, not necessarily in that order. Do a brain dump of everything that's in your mind. Step number three, pay attention to your feelings. Say to yourself, I'm feeling anxious and uncomfortable. Where am I? Am I in my head? Recognize that you are too much in your head rather than reality and try to snap out of it immediately. Distract yourself with something that requires focus. Interrupt your thought patterns as many times as you need during the day, and this way you will train your brain to stop overthinking. Step number four. Look at the problem from a different time perspective. I find this one really effective. Ask yourself how important this issue is going to be in, say, a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years, and so on. If you can apply some time perspective to a problem, it won't look as massive as it does in your mind right now, which is a key tool in shutting down overthinking. My step number five is take a step back and be in the moment. Meditation, working out, yoga are all excellent ways to calm your mind. Choose something that allows no room for other thoughts. A friend of mine used to enjoy rock climbing for this very reason. As she told me, when you might fall 50 foot off a sheer rock face at any moment, there is little time to worry about anything else. The prospect of a sudden, painful death tends to focus the mind. Well, whatever works for you, I guess. Of course, another benefit to this was that she was always outdoors. I believe that spending time in nature can be a great head-clearing, positive distraction. Boosting your endorphins can help calm down your mind. My step number 6 to stop overthinking is make progress rather than wait for perfection. It's better to make an imperfect start and get a project going rather than wait for the moment when everything is perfect. Overthinking can lead to procrastination, so loosen up and don't expect everything to be just perfect. Just move forward any way you can. My step number 7, break old patterns. Just because a situation hasn't worked out in the past, it doesn't mean that it won't work out the next time. You may be overthinking the problem and projecting old patterns and assumptions, leading to a negative outcome in your mind. Give it a fresh perspective and approach and start again with a positive attitude. Step number 8. Get your day off to a good start. Set the tone for your day and don't dive straight into the morning news, which is invariably depressing, stressful, and negative, full of politicians refusing to give a straight answer to a straight question. What is wrong with them? Just answer the goddamn question, okay? See what I mean? Just thinking about it set me off here. I'm not saying live in a bubble, but consuming stressful and negative information at the start of your day can set you off in a negative mood. Instead, start as you mean to go on by reading or listening to something uplifting and set your controls to a positive day ahead. This helps minimize overthinking and negative thoughts right from the get-go. Step number 9, ask yourself the question, what's the worst that can happen? Is it the end of the world? Does anybody die? No. Then chances are that you can live with a worst-case scenario, which even if this thing ends in a full-scale meltdown, probably won't be as bad as you imagine. Been there, bought the overpriced t-shirt. Realizing and accepting the realities of any situation, both good and bad, can minimize the severity of your overthinking. And my step number 10 to stop overthinking is connect with other people, especially people who don't tend to overthink. Ally yourself with people who are light and positive, whether around you or digitally. Lighten up. I hope you guys enjoyed my top 10 tips to stop overthinking. And remember, how you think of yourself defines who will become. If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcast, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.